Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1430. The topic is mindset, and the title is Living an MVP Lifestyle. Now, what's neat about this is one of the kind of new things in the world is my wife and I, we met, she's not new, but, well, actually kind of new. We've only known each other for 3 years, but whenever we started dating was in 2018, and we ended up living together at the end of that year, so going into 2020. Now, before that, you know, I would have my workplace, she would have her workplace, we would, you know, kiss and enjoy the morning, and then we would part ways, go throughout our day, then we come back together at night. Now, one of the things that happened through 2020 was my job became more remote, and her job is now remote. So we have a home office, and we actually often throughout the days, we get to share the entire day or part of the day together. This leads to sometimes I often overhear and kind of listen to some of Meredith's meetings. Now, she has one of those jobs where if you try to say what the title is, you still won't understand it. So she's chief of staff of something. And it's a really big job, really awesome responsibilities. She's very meaningful. And some of the conversations she gets into is one of the conversations is at a place, at kind of like the department she used to work in, there was often a conversation about MVPs. And what that is in her world is minimum viable product. So some of you know what that term is, and you're probably already like, oh gosh, you know, but minimum viable product is kind of like in a sense of saying, what's good enough? What is the minimum of this thing that I can produce and send out in the world and get feedback on and kind of see how it goes so we can develop it more later on. So in her old position, the team leader often just wanted the MVP, the minimum viable product of everything. The problem was is the team and that person never really came back around to try to improve anything. So everything just lived as a minimum viable product. It was lots of business, a lot of things are changing, a lot of things are developing. Sometimes they would make something, it'd be scrapped next week. You know, so you can understand it. But the challenging part was the things that stayed, yeah, like in the company, they stayed being used. They also unfortunately stayed as the minimum viable product. Everything just lived minimum. Now, often if I have the minimum product, I'm going to get the minimum results, which means it's alive, but it's not going anywhere. And I think we often feel that way. We're alive, but we're not going anywhere. I think we fall into an MVP lifestyle. We have so much to do that we just produce the minimum viable product of everything. And we're so busy that we never go back through to improve anything. Everything just stays minimal. So what I wanted to do today was talk about the idea or the concept of trying to address that. We need to schedule, account for, and look back over what we have set in place and say, can I get this above minimal? What's the next step I can take? Now, I've had to learn a lot in business over the... Now, I've been a personal trainer in making money from it since I was 18 years old. So 20 years. It's amazing. But I've had Brutal Iron Gym itself for 11 years. Now, before that, I taught at the local university and trained on the side. Before that, I had some other jobs while I was in school. But I was always training. And it was when I opened Brutal Iron Gym and it became kind of my sole source of income and I wanted to make a lifestyle out of it that I had to start to kind of continue to refine and develop what I did. So what's neat about it is I've had to learn how to get above the MVPs. So in business, I have had to do this. For example, scheduling catch-up work with keep-up work. So one example of that is catching up with client communications. So I love to keep my communications with clients between every kind of like 3 to 7 days. Now, I can do that for the most part, but a few times a year, like after vacations, actually my wife and I just went on a vacation last week, I get behind, and the communication stretches to kind of like maybe 7 to 10 days. So they may have heard from me from, you know, early last week, say on Monday or Tuesday, but this week it's already Wednesday, so I'm feeling the heat to kind of like get back in touch. I like to touch with them every week. You know, sometimes it's, you know, you talk to them on Thursday, Friday, then you talk to them again on Monday, that kind of rotation. Sometimes it's you talk to them on Monday or Tuesday, but you don't get back to them the next week till Wednesday, Thursday. I don't like those longer stretches. So what I try to do is, as I schedule to catch up on clients, like catch up with communications, I also schedule to keep up with communications. So the people who I've been able to get back within the 3 to 7 day range, I try to make sure they stay within the 3 to 7 range while ensuring I'm not trying to chase down the 7 to 10s, then all of a sudden more 7 to 10s are developing. So that's something that I like to do so I can keep up with better communication with my clients. Now, often we'll text and do small communications, but I don't really count those. I count like the check-ins where I go into their nutrition journals and say, like, you know, here's all the numbers you had for the last, you know, week. Here's, you know, on this day we were a little low on protein. Looked like we could have maybe bumped up this amount or this amount here. Maybe we were a little high on calories. So if we, you know, learn to track our time, like our calories in midday, we'll have a better idea of where we're at, you know, at night. So I kind of give them different feedback about their foods and structures like that. I look over their training numbers if that's part of that client's communication. So I like to do that. I love it. It allows a much more kind of personalized approach and allows everybody to kind of get their own individual questions answered and develop their own style of nutrition, their own style of training. So that way it's sustainable for the rest of their life. So that's something I've done to help ensure better client experience, is trying to balance my catch-up work with my keep-up work. So I have to balance that, but then there's also future work, the stuff I need to address now to improve the future of the business. That's, you know, making these podcasts, maybe doing social media, answering emails. I also work with other personal trainers to manage some of their client work. I either manage their nutrition for their clients, or I'll help them with like ghostwriting for programming and things. So we often have communications to kind of check and see what the future of their work is. So their future work becomes my future work, which is great because we get to work together and it, you know, it helps more and more people, which is my whole goal and what I love. So there's catch up work, there's keep up work, and there's future work. It's a lot of work. But in all of that work, there's the good enough, but then there's the, this is the best I can do. I'd love to live consistently at, this is the best I can do. But it's often kind of a swing back and forth between the two. The key is to not live at good enough. Don't live an MVP lifestyle, the minimum viable product lifestyle. What's interesting and kind of funny, and this is the beauty of the world and like irony, is when you live at good enough, nothing feels good enough. You're eating quote unquote good enough, but you're not seeing the results you want. So it's not good enough. You're training, quote, good enough, but you're not seeing the results you want, so it's not good enough. You might be saving money, good enough, but you're not seeing improved and continuous results in that, so it's not good enough. You're maintaining good relationships, you know, good enough, but it's not good enough. When we live at good enough, nothing actually feels good enough. I love that in the sense that that's just hilarious. It's kind of like when somebody tells you they're fine. Oh, God. No, they're not. If you ever ask somebody how they are and they say, I'm fine, they're lying. Fine does not mean fine. Fine means there's something happening. I'm just not talking to you about it. That's what you see. So when we live good enough, nothing actually feels good enough. So what can we do? Well, pick something and improve it. Focus on something for a month. See if you can establish a new habit. Make that the improved minimum. And then you move on for a month and you pick another thing. So nutrition, maybe you track more days. Maybe you're only tracking every now and then. It's not really super consistent, but you're like, you know what? I'm going to track Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday because I want to see what my normal habits are. You know, and maybe that's the next step for you. Maybe it's being more consistent with breakfast. Maybe you eat a lazy dinner. You kind of get fast food or you eat out or you just microwave some garbage at night. So you just want to eat a better quality dinner. Maybe for training, trying to be more consistent. You know, if you get to the gym between 2 to 4 days a week, try to make it 3 to 4. Maybe you can add some small efforts at home, maybe some desk therapies. So some of my clients, I have them do like scapular movements and different like vacuums and abdominal exercises while they're at their desk. And it just improves posture and improves lower back health. So they like that. We also do maybe some body weight movements, maybe some small timed workouts. Set a 3-minute timer and just try to do as many body squats as you can in 3 minutes. It's actually longer than you think. like little things. Finances. Maybe you can, you know, try to reduce one pleasure item. You know, if you get your nails done every 4 weeks, try to get them every 5 or 6 weeks. You know, if you drink an energy drink a day, try to drink the energy drink only on the days you feel like you need it. And maybe take weekends off. You know, there are small things we can do. Relationships, maybe take a day to call people on the phone. Maybe you text message somewhat often. Maybe ask somebody. Now, this is coming from an introvert, so don't do this to me. But maybe you ask somebody, hey, can we talk on the phone every 2 weeks? Or, you know, you want to try to talk to them more often. Again, don't do this to me. I am definitely a culprit of that. But we just try to pick something each month, and you work to say, okay, what's the smallest addition I can make in this area to improve my MVP? What's one step above minimum? And work that month to develop it to make it sustainable. Why am I saying a whole freaking month? Anybody can do anything for a couple days or even a week. But to try to do it for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, it has to become part of your normal habit. And that's where we want it. That's what we want. We want it to be a normal habit so your norm, your minimum, is improved. We want to make sure that whatever we do is sustainable. That is how we avoid living an MVP lifestyle. We do not want to be an MVP. I do not want to live at the minimum viable product. If I'm living at good enough, nothing will feel good enough. So what's an area that you want to focus on? What's something in your life that doesn't feel good enough? You know, you feel like you're giving effort to it, but you're not seeing the results that you want. So you're putting in effort, but it's not good enough. That often means that you're putting in the minimum effort. Now, don't bite my head off. You're probably doing the best you can do. I know. You have no clue what I'm living through. Blah, 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 blah. I know. Okay? But if it's not good enough, it doesn't matter what I know. You know. You know. If you are putting effort towards it, but it doesn't feel good enough, it's time to either dump it completely or to try to improve what the effort is that you're putting into it. What's one thing you can do above minimum? Write it down, plan it out. You know, there's a million answers to this, so I can't really tell you all. You know, what would be the next step for you? I don't know what your lifestyle is. I don't know what your area of focus is. But that's something for you to think of. Can I pick an area each month? Think of one small thing that I can try, practice, develop for a month, and then make it sustainable so my minimum increases. Write it down. Plan it out. If you need any help, just reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll help you with this. This is what I do for all my clients all the time. You know, we're always trying to, get them to live a happy, consistent, healthy lifestyle. And then we're always looking for that one next little thing that's going to keep helping to push their progress. So this is what I do all the time. I'm very used to it. So if you need any help, just reach out. Your email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. So, we do not want to live an MVP lifestyle. That's how good enough, like that's why good enough never feels good enough, because we're living at the minimum. So we want to break out of that. Let's plan something, one area of our life, one small action, make it sustainable for a month. That's how your good enough can actually become actually good, because you'll know that there's improvement. Often, all we need is hope. Hope that something is changing, that something better is coming. And that can allow us to feel happy now, even if that thing hasn't come yet. You'll feel better if you know that you're improving. So don't live like an MVP. Try to increase your minimums. And you can do it just a little bit every month. Okay? Well, as I said, if you need any help, reach out. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Cool. Well, hopefully that approach provokes some thought, gets you into some action, and I hope you try to improve in one or two areas in the next month or two. Cool. Well, good luck. If you like today's podcast or the podcast in general, please consider sharing it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help live healthier and happier lives. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who financially support the podcast, which you can now do so at our website. So the podcast is well over $1,000 a year. I give an hour to it every single day, try to keep it for free. I really appreciate the donations to help cover the hosting costs, some of it at least, which is very appreciated, so thank you. If you do want to donate, you can do so at our website at www.brutalirongym.com. We have an option there for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation, even $5 a month. It really does add up, so I appreciate everybody, no matter what the amount you can give. Thank you. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know in our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.